Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at Burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello. First up, the usual quick grovel, but if you've got any spare bucks and would be up for helping me keep this podcast existing and growing in exchange for hoovering related presents, I'm on a brilliant site where that setup has been perfectly arranged. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Finished. This week's guest is my friend and megastar comedian, the brilliant Ellie Taylor. She's basically on all the tellies, so I'm sure you'll know her off something. Most recently, she was in the exquisite MASH report and was going viral every 10 minutes while that was on. She's let me come round her gaff to record this hoovering with cupcakes, and as it turns out, she'd had exactly the same idea. So we devour lots of rival high street vegan cupcake offerings, and we talk the roof off. There's everything from a shout out to Ellie Blurcombe to sausage flavour profiteroles. And that's before we even get into whether sweetbread is or is not an organ to do with piss. Here we go.
Have you got hummingbird?
I went to hummingbird. Well, I was going to make something and then I remembered, I think you're vegan. And I thought, I don't know what to do with that. I went into one shop actually and I went, have you got anything gluten-free? No, the other one, vegan. They had one thing. I was like, that shit. Yeah, so I've got gluten-free velvet, red velvet cupcakes that I smashed.
The other one. I mean,
in my bag.
They've seen better days, haven't they? But I bet they're going to taste amazing.
What flavours do you have?
From Lola's, I need to actually go and get the thing where it says what flavours they are.
That looks like a passion fruity.
There's definitely a passion fruit item there. There's definitely one with a strawberry on its roof. That is lemon and raspberry with a swirl in it.
Marvellous.
Coconut and passion fruit.
Oh,
wow. I'm conflicted there. Pistachio and cherry.
Ooh.
Hello. I can't see one on here with a strawberry on it.
No,
we'll
special.
Call it a strawberry surprise.
A strawberry surprise. Looks yummy.
Oh, vegan coconut and strawberry. Is
oh,
it?
There you go.
Yes. Oh, there's a lot of coconut being spoken about, which I won't lie, makes me nervous.
Do you not like coconut?
I love fresh coconut, and I love coconut milk in curries and that. I think coconut water
cheers, isn't it?
Yeah, cold armpit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into it. Not into it at all. My husband drinks about a gallon.
Really?
Yeah. No,
well,
he
probably lived
like
at least 200, but...
It's very expensive, though. I only let him buy when it's on offer. Because otherwise, it's extraordinary. It's like £4 a carton. exciting, isn't it? You can't make money, dear.
Excuse me, darling. Guzzling our mortgage, darling.
Yes. What do
I
we
think
do?
It's disgusting. I don't know. Well, we'll just eat them up. Okay. Well, is there anyone that you particularly? Do you,
I actually
well,
would
let's
like to try
passion fruit and coconut.
Passion fruit and coconut.
Please
I'm going
to
cut it in half because I want to try
also,
more than one.
Also, I'm going to
have one of the other ones.
One of your smashed up
the rejects.
Red velvet. I think this is going to be amazing, though.
Fingers crossed. I love a cake and biscuits. They're my favourite things.
Afternoon tea.
Yes, big time.
Big cupcake. I mean, I've made it somehow, even...
Oh,
I was
really
going to give myself
even...
a little quarter, and then I've just...
Oh, I've gone for the full
I've just
half.
Taken the full half. Oh, my God, it's very soft.
What do you have in a gluten cake? Gluten... not gluten, the other one! God damn it! What do you have in a vegan cake? So
what, instead of butter?
Is it just oil?
There's loads of options. You can make them with just oil, but I think then you get really dense. You get kind of like... very dry, dense cakes, the right. oily cakes I've ever made anyway, and occasionally bought some crap vegan cakes that are just oily. Thank you, my love.
Little forky.
Little fork. But you can use vegan margarine. Instead of eggs, you can use aquafaba, which is actually just the muck at the bottom of a tin of chickpeas.
Oh, God.
But it does chemically the same thing in bacon as eggs.
Oh, wow.
And flaxseed, which is just flaxseed, which is like dust from a whole food, which if you put with warm water, activates and does... same sort of binding and expanding things that egg do when things are baking.
This is delicious. It's sort of like holidays, pina coladas, sun cream. That's delicious.
Is it good?
Yeah, I'd recommend.
So is a red velvet. God, it's yummy. That is so nice. I think sometimes the icing is a bit sickly, but... That is lush.
Yes, they've got a lot of icing on there.
They have. Are you more into the cake or the icing?
A bit of both. You can do it in the middle, really, don't you?
Yes.
My friend Ellie Blarkham taught me the ice bun trick, was when you eat an ice bun, rip it in half, and then put the icing in the middle, so you get an equal sort of spread of icing, like a little sandwich.
What a brilliant idea.
It changes
Ellie Blarkham. Ellie Blarkham.
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 Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ellie Blarkham. And do you remember her full name because she bullied you once or just for fun?
No, she's still one of my very good friends.
Oh, good, good, good. Still,
and
bullied,
she bullied
still
me.
Bullying you now. She's bullying you right now. There's probably some WhatsApps from her now, Ellie.
I think she just WhatsApp me.
And when you're having something like cakes in the afternoon and there's more than one, do you have your least favourite first or the one you think you'll like most first?
Favourite one first. Yeah, I don't dick around with saying
that's
it.
Quite strange.
Would you go for favourite
it depends up? I suppose it depends on how much you're planning to eat, doesn't it?
Like when we have a dinner, my husband will leave the Yorkshire pudding. He'll leave his Yorkshire pudding to the end.
So will mine. Woo. And my partner will think that if you don't leave your absolute best till last, you're some kind of monster.
But then it's cold.
Yeah, I think you've got a really good point there. I mean, there could be wars.
Yeah,
the opinions
too short. You might die before you get to the Yorkshire pudding.
It's not
on my watch.
No, or mine. Are you a sweet person, salty person?
Sweet person.
Cakes is ideal.
Oh my God, okay. When you said, should we do cakes and biscuits? I was like, absolute dream.
Get
I'd in. I'd be so more chuffed with this than curry. Like, big time.
If you were having a pud or a starter, it would always be a pud, would it?
Oh, always be a pud.
Really?
Every time, yeah. Yeah, big time. Yeah, I love sugar. I'm properly addicted to it, I think. Like, really badly. I have a lot. And I can't have certain things in the house because I will just eat... I'll just eat them all. Like,
so you just don't have it in?
I just can't have it in. It's like... My husband has occasionally bought Nutella and he's had to hide it from me like a child with bleach. So I will go... I will just... There'll be fork marks in it. If it was the right shape, there'd be teeth marks. I really can't.
One of my friends, Sally, my like, oldest friends, like your Ellie Blarkham, she is one of my most strikingly stunning, beautiful, avatar-like, tiny people in my life, could put away an entire jar of Nutella with a teaspoon. And I have watched that.
And it's just
that's
a dream.
Sort of like French holidays.
Yeah, oh, it is holidays, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm
taste just, of France. And
yeah, such a sweet deal.
And on really like crusty but really just good old-fashioned basic white.
Totally.
Yeah, oh, bread.
There is a Cadbury's chocolate spread.
Yeah.
That I haven't bought in years because I don't know if that will not end well. Because it just tastes like dairy milk and that is the dream for me.
Oh, I'm going to go in here. I'm so nervous. I'm more nervous about picking these out than anything for some raspberry and lemon.
So yeah, if I cook, that's what I would.
Are you into cooking?
For joy, I would cook biscuits and things.
Really baking?
Yeah, especially I love Christmas time because I do mince pies and I started doing gingerbread men last year, which I enjoyed so much, and I spent ages decorating them. Like an absolute loser. And I gave them to all my friends for Christmas. I made all
that.
I made
lovely. Their
such a good little prezzy. Because I made all of their families out of different sized gingerbread and I iced them with like their names on and stuff.
That's so nice!
And you don't have to spend loads of money.
I was say,
all of them
so
have got
cheap.
So many thousands of children.
Really?
It's like, I can't get you all something, this is ridiculous. I know. I'll do a baked little good.
That's a great. Brilliant idea.
Yeah, really nice. Really
great money saving tip for friends with kids.
Frugality. There we go.
Yeah. But also, I think, you know, there's some arguments about that being good for the planet as well.
True. They don't need more plastic shit, do they?
No. More items. Oh, what a great idea. My kid loves a gingerbread man to the point where his uncle and auntie took him to a museum recently. Mm. They didn't realise what a unit he is. when it comes to a bit, as shit you not, he asks for a snack during meals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's my son.
Does he just love food?
Yeah.
Good.
And
life.
Eating, to be specific. Act of eating. You don't see excitement like, you can be like, there's lots of stuff he likes, you know, you can be like, go to the swings, or we're going to see Nana, or we're going to see Granny, like one of the things he loves, and he'll be like, ee. But if you go, yeah, all right, you can have them crisps, he'll be like, he's like,
yes, I'm having a treat, yes,
like, he's really I mean, and I can't say that that's not entirely my fault.
Right. Is he a good eater in that? Does he eat what you eat for dinner and stuff? Or does he have like, oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
But my niece and nephew are so picky still.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like,
that could still kick in. He's only two.
I suppose so. We went on holiday a couple of years ago, like in half term. We went to, where did we go? Tenerife. And I honestly, for I think 7 nights, they either had, it was either spaghetti bolognese or pizza every night. That's all they would eat because it was all, you know.
Everything tastes funny. That can't touch that, and that's touching what's infected it.
Oh, God.
Super piggy.
I'd go nuts.
I would go nuts as well.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a pig of a kid.
I would.
But yeah, his aunt and uncle took him out to this museum and they went for a cup of tea in the cafe and it got him a gingerbread man, which is what made me think of that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I suppose the size of two adults' hands. And they just stupidly, rather than break it up, gave it to him. And he smashed the whole thing in about 4 bites. And he does this thing where he's like, he'll like break it up so that he can fold the maximum amount into his mouth and then hold his hand. He's got no siblings, but as if someone's going to get their hand in his mouth and get it out and hold his hand up against his beak so that not a crumb... If one crumb comes out, he's like... shoves that in as well and then just sort of slowly breaks it down.
Have you seen those videos of Japanese tube trains where they literally have men pushing people in?
Yeah.
That's like him
That's
with his
him.
Food in his
That's
mouth.
That's him with his gingerbread man.
That's hilarious.
And he every now and again... You know, this is a month on, he'll just look wistful and he'll be like, you're right. And he'll go, when I saw Uncle Ed, I had that gingerbread man. And he's still thinking about
it's
it.
It's the greatest moment of his life.
Thank you, Ed and Vicky, for that experience for him. Five-second rule, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go longer, to be honest. Ooh. Depends what it is, what it's landed on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's the consistency?
But say a vital bit of one of these cakes now.
Went down, well, because you're here, I'd probably have to go, oh, I won't eat that. Otherwise, I'd just eat it.
There's definitely an element of, is there shame involved?
Yes, anyone
is anyone watching?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean.
For sure.
Horrific. Yeah. Funny, isn't it? What then, Matt, maybe is like the roughest thing you ever ate? Like the grottiest thing you've ever eaten? Almost shameful.
Well, shame. I'm talking about shame of food, yes. When my fella goes away for work, and there's no one to see what I'm eating, I mean, then it all just goes to shit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. Johnny Four Dinner's over here, mate.
Oh my God. But I won't even do a dinner. I'll sort of do like, I'll just eat from jars, like, it's just like, I'll have jam, peanut butter, and just go from one to the other. And then I've got a weird thing about breakfast cereal as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so if I...
Big into it.
Big time. Again, that's one thing I can't have in my house. Like, I'll show you.
This is the only cereal I can keep in the house because I won't pig out on it.
Because it's so boring. It's so crunchy bran. Weetabix, I mean, crunchy bran.
Yeah, it's just like...
It looks like toenails made out of Weetabix.
It's ancient crusty toenails. That's all I can have because otherwise I would just... I'll do a whole box.
Yeah.
Easily within sort of...
Hang on.
I'm just going to take it to say I'm not taking it. Sure.
Oh, those cakes are just yummy.
Right, I'm just going to say, in the meeting. I've spelt when without an H, and I'm going with it.
Who cares?
I'm in a rush. I've just tried this lemon and raspberry one,
yes.
And I'm not fast.
No?
I don't like anything. Because the cake is exactly like we were talking about. It's that, like, it's when it's made with oil, and it's gone, like, really hard, like...
Yeah.
It's a bit hard is very and dense,
isn't it? I don't really like a lemon-flavoured anything, to be honest.
Don't you?
No.
That's interesting, because that's really rare, I think.
Like a lemon drizzle.
For me, I like a lemon-flavoured thing, but it's got to be lemony as fuck. I don't want the idea of a lemon-flavoured thing.
No, you want strong. Yeah, I like a lemon meringue pie, actually. Mm. But anything lemon cake-y, as I said to you, when you said, do you like anything, not like anything, anything sort of rose or lavender, oh, go away. What's the point? No, not interested in that.
No. With the guilty pleasure cereals that got interrupted just then.
Oh, yeah.
What's the peak cereal?
Well, the peak cereal, Jess, is actually one that's very understocked, and it's by Kellogg's, and it's called Start. Are you familiar with Start?
Do they still make Start?
Well, I haven't seen it for a very long time, and the last time I checked on Ocado, they didn't have it. So I don't know.
But one of you having to import Start?
Well, I'm not buying it because it's like crack to me. But there was one of the greatest days of my life, Jess, was when I met a man from Kellogg's and he said...
Did you do a corporate for them or something?
I can't even remember what it was. I'd had on my website, as part of my bio, love cereal, just hope someone from Kellogg's reads this. And someone did.
What?
That's what it,
this
that's
is
what
a career moment.
I know, right?
Like, this is quite defining.
And they sent me so much... I've got a picture on my phone. They sent me so much, boxes and boxes. They sent me so much, and I nearly killed. I said, like, it was like I was a Labrador locked in a larder. I nearly killed myself with wheat. And I had, they sent me so much stuff. I took a load to a food bag because I was like, I can't cope with this.
Can't bear it.
I'll find a picture for you.
So that's quite recently then.
Oh no, it's a couple of years ago actually.
Really?
And they've said subsequently, do you want more? And I'm like, I can't cope with it. No, because I know no good's going to come of it.
Can you just give them the food bank as your address.
That's a good idea, isn't it? I should do that. And my niece and nephew have inherited the absolute love of cereal as well.
Really?
And holiday brekkie, the variety pack, is like a massive thing within the Taylor family.
Amazing.
Holiday brekkie! That's like their favourite thing about going on holiday.
Well, you get to choose a carton or two.
No, I get the shit ones that are left. I'll get the cornflakes, because they will always go for the nice ones.
They'll get... What goes first? Cocoa Pops, Frosties?
Oh, big time. Yeah, they absolutely adore that. It's funny that they've inherited the strange cereal. But yeah, that's the kind of thing. So after a gig, some people will turn to booze. If I've had a bad gig, I will turn to cereal. I will come back on the train and I'll buy a 2-pint milk. And there's a limited selection in the corner shop, Jess. Yes. So I'll probably have to go with a Frosted Shreddy, perhaps. Cocoa Pops, that's what I do. That's the picture of me with all my...
Oh my word.
Like boxes of it.
That is amazing. Look at all the variety ones and the holiday ones.
Yeah.
That is
what
whoever thought of putting lots of their cereals in a variety pack.
Genius.
Of like one portion is a proper genius,
isn't it?
Yeah,
great day.
The podcast is on this thing called Patreon, which is like where people can give you like
a pound
a month and help you run your podcast. And one of the tiers get to ask my guests a question. So I'm going to do one on you.
Oh,
is that all right?
Yeah.
This is from Donna.
Yeah.
Everyone has to eat to survive, Donna says.
True.
So do you prepare food to survive, or do you prepare food that really tastes good because you like it, or because it gives you pleasure? And it's quite a long question, there's another element. What about cooking for yourself versus cooking for others? How does that change / affect what you make?
Oh,
I don't actually feel like we need to break this up.
But yeah, first
bit. Food to survive, or because it gives you pleasure?
Depends what my attitude towards food is on that particular day.
Right, so this is a changing thing.
Yeah, yeah. It depends.
On a generally cheerful day?
Generally cheerful day, hopefully I'll make good choices. Yes, that's what I like to say. Do you ever go to like some somewhere for lunch. Like, if you're going to Pret and you're like, I want the baguette, but I know my body would be much happier with the salad.
I think I'd be like, right, how hungry am I? Also, when you're being veganish, there's less options. Sure. Although this Pret's pretty good. But, like, you'd be like, I think there's times where it's like, I'm going there desperately hoping that there's a vegan baguette option. And when there isn't, you know, it's miserable.
Yeah. And then you have to.
And even if what you've got is delicious, it just tastes sadness because it wasn't a baguette.
Oh, right, yeah.
They sometimes do this amazing one with loads of roasted veggies and tapenade, which is like this olivey paste.
Yeah, yeah. They did such a delicious. Was it? It was a veggie or vegan Christmas salad. Did you have that?
What?
Oh,
no.
My God, it was so yummy. It had like. Oh no, it can't have been vegan because the first thing I was going to say, it's got loads of cheese in.
Yeah, loads of cheese.
It was
loads of lush cheese. It might have been gluten free.
Gluten free was that again, is it? It was like Wednesdaydale and cranberries, and it was.
Oh, nice.
A Pekins, I think, was in it. It was absolutely delicious. But I do try and make the choice of not having like meat when I don't need to. I say need.
Yeah.
So I try and go meat free.
Yeah.
In the, at lunchtime at least.
Fair enough.
Make a choice.
Yeah. Oh, it's bonkers, isn't it? Cooking for yourself versus cooking for others. Does that change what you make?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do you really up your game when there's others there?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I think my fella does really well out of me because quite often I'll be... He works in an office.
Yeah.
So I'll be at home. So if I look at it as like a little... I'm like, oh, what can I make for us tonight?
Yeah, I love that.
I do.
Especially, I think when you're working scatty hours like we both do... There's a real joy in going, I've got Wednesday night off.
Yeah, I'm going to
do this.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I've got that needs eating up.
Yes. I like that. Thinking about what's in my fridge, about what I can make. Like, I couldn't sleep last night and I already worked and I was like, right, I've got some courgettes in. Okay, I'll do some courgette. That basil needs to be eaten, so I'll make some pesto. Well, I've got some like fancy fish cakes in the fridge. One of those.
Ooh.
Or sweet potatoes. Don't need to buy anything. Job done. There we go.
That's so nice. Yeah, I do the same thing. And like, I think this is a very kind of recent development that makes me feel like a bit of an old lady. But like, if you're sitting in bed of a morning, just with a recipe book,
do you do that?
Yeah. Just flicking through it.
Oh.
I only ever really get recipe books at Christmas, and it's my favourite thing about Christmas now as a grown-up.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't... We've got all those ones you can see there.
Look.
But we never open them. If I'm looking for a recipe, I'll look online.
Yeah, I do that a lot as well.
But what I do like is when you get your Ricardo and they send you the Ricardo magazine,
yeah.
then I go through and look. That's, I suppose it's just like... It's not too many options. It's not too overwhelming.
Is it good, Ricardo?
Yeah, but I'm sure it's expensive. I always think, like, this time I'm going to switch, but the app's on my phone, so I'm like, I'll just do it again.
Can you save, like, what your base things that you always
yeah,
get?
Yeah, you can just do a big order. Which is something like... I don't know.
I've never once had an online supermarket shop yet. I've got to do it at some point.
How have you survived?
I think I'm a weirdy beardy for that.
Do you go and do a big shop yourself?
I think it's because I'm an absolute pervert for a supermarket. I'm in one at least every other day. Normally it's every day.
I do know what you mean. I do love a supermarket. Do you know what I really love? When you're abroad.
Yes.
A foreign supermarket. Oh my God. I don't like clothes shopping.
I'm exactly the same.
Yes, mate. I love a supermarket.
Yes.
Some of my happiest moments with my husband have been walking around the choosing what you're going to have for dinner. I love it. It's just so cute and domestic. And it doesn't happen that often.
Oh no. And that makes it so magical, doesn't it? Except my partner likes to go up every aisle.
No, I just want to look at perishables.
I just want to look at food items.
Yeah.
Or if you're in a French supermarket, the stationery as well.
I love the stationery.
The stationery, the journals.
I like it when we've got the square page.
Yes, exactly what I was just thinking.
Just think we're the same person.
I wonder if we're this is strange. I'm accidentally doing a Hoovering with myself.
I'm in my tongue.
Have you ever had to apologise to someone for something to do with eating?
I used to steal food at university.
Did you? Did you? What, in a shared house?
Yeah, just a bit. Like, if someone had ice cream and no one was around, I'd be like...
What, and then say it wasn't you?
I just wouldn't say anything.
Didn't anyone ever accuse you?
Because I wouldn't take that much. Come on. crafty little tree.
I think that's one of the reasons why I never was a tea leaf on that front, so I wouldn't have been able to trust myself.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you still friends with any of those people?
Yeah, friends.
Good grammar, wasn't it? Yeah. Do you still friends with
them? I do still friends with them.
You do still friends with them?
Quite a lot. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I am. I am and I do. They haven't held it against me. I was a dirty thief.
You've admitted it since.
Yeah, I don't think I have, but I don't imagine they listen to podcasts. It's fine.
No, they're not really podcast people.
No, they're not on Instagram. What's the point of them?
What?
I know.
I'm quite new to it, actually.
Do you like it?
It's like a very friendly world, it seems.
It's nice.
But I don't know, like, Stephen Bailey had to show me how to do a story, like, 2 weeks ago. I've been on it for, like, 6 months, never doing a story.
Oh, it's such a pitiful not now. Yes.
I don't know what, I haven't got a clue, but also I just feel like the capacities within my noggin are full on that front.
Yeah, I think you've got enough going on, mate, to be fair.
How ritualistic are you about food? Do you plan what you're going to eat? And do you eat the same stuff all the time?
I try and plan a bit. If I know I'm in for a few times of the week, I'll try and plan ahead. My husband has no capacity for planning.
Right.
Which drives me mental. So I will say to him, like, at the weekend, Saturday, so it'll be Saturday morning, what should we have for dinner tonight? She's like, I haven't had lunch. He can't think beyond the meal that he needs to have next.
Previously, I thought we'd get on well.
Oh, was that you?
Now I think I don't.
I don't understand.
No, that's not me at all.
Oh, good.
I think what I'm saying is I don't know if I could tolerate a relationship with someone.
Right, yeah. It drives me mad. But that's what I'm in charge of.
I want to talk about future meals a lot of the time.
Yes! So I'm the one who will do the Ocado. He'd never ever think of doing a food shop because he can't think ahead about what he'll need.
Was he very unhealthy before he met you?
No, he'll just go to the supermarket like that night, which is what we still do quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I do plan more than him, for sure. I love this guy. I know he won't listen, so I can just be like,
tuck him.
such a dick. But he's a good cook, actually. People will ask us, inevitably, if you go out for dinner with friends or something, go to dinner party, people always go like, you end up talking about cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil once went, yeah, Ellie's good at sort of everyday food. And I nearly fucking hit the roof.
Oh my fucking god.
The delicious food that I make you. He's like, I do more sort of
everyday food.
He's like, I do more sort of, I don't know. It's not like he creates banquets.
You're calling courgette spaghetti and homemade basil pesto everyday food.
It's because he will do
Is he like born into a trust fund?
No. What? Because he will do like, he'll make a pasta sauce. He'll make a risotto. He'll do like a one dish thing where I'll be like, I'll do elements you know, like sort of healthy things for the week, which he doesn't have the capacity.
He can't. It's all too
stupid, man.
Yeah, it doesn't listen to the podcast.
This is like therapy. This is fantastic.
It's amazing, isn't it? Therapy with cakes. Yeah. I'm going to try a pistachio one.
Cherry and pistachio, that's an interesting flavour.
There's a dollop of cherry liquid in the middle.
It's like Black Forest Gatto with pistachio.
Mmm. I like it.
Yeah? Oh, I'm going to have to try now.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh my god, I really like the icing. That's my favourite icing so far.
Ooh.
I think the cherry element's relatively pointless.
But the pistachio is good.
But it's really pistachio-y and not too sickly. Mmm. Do you like pistachio ice cream?
I do. I always have pistachio ice cream.
Me too. I really love nutty ice creams.
I like it a bit. Yeah, I always want two flavours.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
Salted caramel and pistachio?
Not so much a salted caramel, actually. I always think I forget how much I like salted caramel.
Like a coffee flavour ice cream? Getting very risque now.
I don't like coffee.
Okay.
It's never going to work, is it?
I'm not sure what you're putting with pistachio.
Maybe like a strawberry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or a chocolatey.
Oh, God. Chocolatey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a safe one.
Like when you get, like, I love it when you get like ones based on a chocolate bar, like Ferrero Rocher flavour chocolate ice cream.
That's proper holiday ice cream, isn't it?
I'm from a seaside town, and there's an ice cream place called Forte's. In fact, I need to do a hoovering with someone there so that we can try all their lovely But they do Ferrero Rocher and like a Snickers one.
Snickers, yes, please.
And they've made it all there. It's so good. I think, actually, that's my new favourite.
I'm not mad on that one.
Aren't you?
No, not for me. Not for me.
But did you like the red velvet?
Yeah, I loved the red velvet. That was a good one.
When you're away for a long time, is there anything that you really miss?
God, it's so English, but
a good cup of tea.
No, I think that's fine because there's often shit tea options in Europe.
And milk does taste a bit different sometimes. Mm. But I do take my tea bags now. God,
do you?
Yeah, I take my tea bags.
We're growing up.
I know, it's awful, isn't it? And then, no, not anything really. I guess actually, if we went on a big holiday, we'd come back and I pretty much guarantee we'd have a curry that night. We'd have an Indian. Usually have an Indian on a Sunday. Pizza on a Friday, Indian on a Sunday.
A takeaway or you make it?
Takeaway.
And do you have we've got a Sunday night Indian takeaway where it's like a tenner for loads.
Oh my God, we do not have that.
Maybe it's not tenner, maybe it's 20 quid. I don't know, I think it might be a tenner. It's obscene. Oh, and the first time we ever got it, I was like, this is horrible, it's all greasy, it's a tenner because it's crap. And then Mikey made me try it again, and then every other time we've ever had it, it's been amazing.
Oh, dreamy.
Yeah.
I do love an Indian.
I feel just like bragging now about Lady Little Tandoori. The downside is, they text me every day.
Oh, right.
And you're like, oh, might be a job. No.
Okay.
A text of shame. A text of shame. What's the weirdest thing you ever ate?
I remember when I was just moved in with my first boyfriend I lived with, and we had a power cut, and we were like, oh, we'll go out for dinner. Oh, there's a Lebanese place on the corner. We've never had Lebanese before. So we were like, oh, I don't really know where any of this is. I probably didn't even know what falafel was then.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, sweetbreads. I like bread and I like sweet stuff. I'll get sweetbreads.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then someone was like, ate a bit, and I was like, I don't know what that is, but it's not bread. And then I found out the next day it's like gland or something horrific.
It's
and then
an
like,
internal yeah, thing, it's isn't
just,
it?
It was the worst thing in the world.
Was it sweet?
I can't remember. I think I blocked it out. Because I just remember, I think it was like a pituitary gland. It was something.
Oh,
I
fuck.
Know, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. So that was.
It's an organ to do with piss, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, Ellie.
Don't want that.
I'm so sorry, Ellie.
I know.
And I love it that you had it in a restaurant like here.
Yeah.
As well, like it wasn't like a
travel. Well, have a sweet one.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
My fellow used to live in Russia, so I went to visit him. And
whereabouts?
He lived in Moscow. For work, he had to go to this, I don't know, this city about 3 hours outside of Moscow.
God, yeah.
I can't remember what it was called. Yaroslavl.
Okay.
I think that's what it was called. And we had hotel food, and we ordered something, and it was basically like shoe buns and cocktail sausages. It was like sausage profiteroles. It was the weird, not a chocolate, but it was just very odd.
Weird.
So that was quite an awful meal. But had some great food in Moscow as well. In Moscow.
How do you find Moscow? It's fascinating.
Place,
fascinating. They're big on sushi, aren't they?
They do love sushi, yeah. But I don't like fish.
You don't like fish?
Well, I have a fish cake, like I will go for dinner. Yeah. But I don't like
sushi.
No.
Okay.
Moscow's interesting. Like people, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you go.
Yeah.
I never went to St. Petersburg, but that's meant to be very nice.
I've been to both.
Oh,
really nice.
Right.
Yeah. St. Petersburg's very, very different compared to the whole of the rest of Russia in a sense.
It's much more European, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's, I don't know if I've been to like Vienna. It's, there's something bigger.
Right.
And more sort of slight, there's something slightly more posing about it than Austria, but it really reminded me of the bits of the cities in Austria that I'd been to.
Yeah.
And then got to Moscow, and then from there, the further east we got, the more different.
Did you go on the train?
We went on the Trans-Siberian, and then
amazing.
We got trains down. We went through Mongolia, and then we got Chinese trains down through China.
Bloody hell!
But it was
that's an adventure.
Yeah, it was wicked, but it was a food adventure.
Yeah,
as well, but. We had some incredible food in Russia. I hadn't even thought about that for years.
Yeah.
Lots of beetroot.
I was just thinking I had some amazing borscht.
Borscht, yeah. Lots of great soups.
That was really... They do love a soup. They love sour cream.
Yes, they love sour cream.
And they put jam in their tea to sweeten it. That's
perverts.
It was an interesting time. Interesting times.
Yeah.
Interesting times.
We had... we stayed in a place called... God, I can't remember the town, but on Lake Baikal, which is the biggest freshwater lake in the world.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure it's like one of those, how did you get that statistic? Mm. But I remember learning that if we stayed with this family, she cooked us amazing stuff, but it was awkward. We had to wash, we had to share a banya, like a sauna. Oh, God. My friend, who was travelling with me, just had to get all our kit off and have half an hour in there. And we were there for two nights, and the first night we were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm sat next to one of my best mates and completely naked. And then by the second night, we were like showing each other ingrown hairs and bikini lines and like just couldn't care less. Yeah. Very funny with 24 hours of that kind of intimacy does to you. But yeah, in that, apparently if that, if all the other fresh water in the world in theory was to vanish, there'd be enough in that lake alone to for everyone to drink for 40 years or something.
Oh, that's
that big.
Good fact.
And it freezes over to the point where they, in the winter, where they can put a train line over it. Oh, apparently they stopped doing that. Anyway, there was a fish in it that began with O. My friend Rachel, I was with, will kill me for not remembering. But there was this really delicious fish that she would cook for us quite a lot, that they all ate all the time. Oh. But you can't get it anywhere else. It's just in that lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's bloody look that up. That's funny. But you wouldn't have liked it, maybe. Or maybe you would in a cake.
In a fish oh, cake. Right. I thought you meant like a cupcake then.
Not a fritter roll along with a sausage.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Oh, that's wonderful. Have you done other travelling? Has your husband lived in other places like that where you've ended up having to leave?
No, because I ended up doing stand-up comedy, so that didn't happen. The plan was always before I started doing stand-up, because I was just an office job. If he went, I'd go wherever he was.
Really?
You were like, this is not like we hadn't, it wasn't like, you know, that was definitely the plan, but the kind of idea was.
That was the implication.
Yeah, which would have been really like, in a way, it's kind of it would have been really interesting to see where we ended up. Like, I would quite like to have ended up, you know, somewhere in the Far East, say, like Bangkok or something. Yeah. It's so interesting. Such a different life.
Do you think you'd ever take the opportunity further down the line to live in another country?
Well, the dude is Australian, so there's always that.
That option. Yeah. Not culinarily that different from here.
They have excellent. Have you been to Oz?
I've never been to Australia, but I'm working at the moment with an Australian lady. It's really funny because she's been here for like 4 days. So she's really like, oh, the chocolate is so much better. Oh. And then she'll be like, English haven't quite learned how to do sushi yet.
Right.
Like, and it's really funny listening to her mutter sort of like comparisons to all the food that's in this.
The food over there in Sydney, in Melbourne, the only place I've been really off. It's fab. It's so great. So great. Like, it's sort of like, I think our high street food is all a bit boring and chainy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think over there you get really good high street.
Oh, really? So their high street stuff's better?
I think so. And apparently they do excellent coffee. Although my husband now says that since he came over however many years ago, he's like, the coffee was shit. And there would be like an occasional Australian cafe would open up. And that sort of Antipodean style of coffee and cafes has just gone everywhere. And there's so much in London, isn't there?
I mean, you know, those like little vans and ubiquitous stuff.
So he's much happier with that now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Did I ask, has food ever made you cry?
You know.
I started it.
Yeah.
Has food ever made you cry?
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah. I was a model for a bit and I went a bit mental.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a question I normally get to later. So a bad relationship with food during that time.
Yeah. Me and my sister both had a weird relationship with food because my mother only ever said that we were absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. And only
got one
ever
sister.
Said, yeah, one sister. She's only ever said that we're absolutely the best thing ever. But she herself was always on a diet.
Mm.
And I think from that, well, who knows? But I, that's what I'm surmising. We've kind of absorbed that weirdness. And my sister had, my sister was a bit dodgy for a while. And then I started modelling. And I was...
How old are you then?
Started when I was like 18, 19, quite late. And
I suppose for modelling, Christ. Modeling, I was going to go, I was about to say, baby.
Yeah. But because I'm tall, but I'm not like, I'm not petite. I'm, you know, I've got like size 12 hips. They've never changed. And I'm quite big for modelling. So I always very much felt very big. My London agents were never funny. The first, they did say, can we do anything about your hips? But I was like, well, they are, that's
bone. I mean, they're made of bones.
I can't do really anything about that. And they never said anything since, after that.
Did you genuinely respond with that? Like,
I think, I think they're made of bones. So... Sorry, but then I went to Athens for a bit, where I modelled over there, and that's they were like, you're an absolute beast. And then they were like doing my measurements and stuff, and they were like, yeah, you have to lose weight. And then that made me go a bit funny. And I remember being over there, and I didn't really, I was sharing a room with this horrible Canadian girl. She came over and she was desperately in love with her boyfriend, but then she started shagging one of the British guys within a few days.
Desperately in love with everyone.
And she was just not a very nice girl, and I didn't like, I had to share a room with her, and I hated that. I'd gotten with a couple of people there, but it was all very weird, and my boyfriend back home wasn't very nice, and he was being really distant. And then my mum, I can't even remember why, mum had to have a bloody hysterectomy. Got drama. And I was away, and it all felt weird, and I remember, I went a bit bulimic-y. I sort of started there, and I remember, like, in the middle of, like, really late at night, walking down this alley to go and get a milkshake or something. It was something like that. And I remember, like, what are you doing? It's late, it's dark, you're in another country. What are you doing? But I was like, I've got to go and do it. And I drank it, and then I puked after it. And I was like, this was fucking horrific. And I remember coming back home, and I was a bit funny for a while with that. It was never, like, anything serious. I never, like, lost loads of weight or anything, but it was just, I don't know what was going on. But then I quit.
I think, I don't know many women of our generation who haven't had a patch of making themselves
cute. Do you think so?
Oh, I mean, I honestly hardly know anyone.
I've maybe never asked
in my
friends
close
like that.
Circles, I suppose. And talking to people for this podcast, it surprised me, the people who've come out of the woodworkers.
Yeah.
I think the world of modelling is just like a stereotype, but also I just think school. I got weirdly into that when I was about 11.
Yeah, that's so early.
It's horrible, isn't it? But I think it's when your life's hard, it's not to do with eating.
No.
It's that you're ill in the coconut, you're in the head when you have patches of that. And some people then, you know, that becomes their thing. I don't know. It's funny, isn't it? I don't think it's got to do with food. I think it's got to do with it. That's how you're processing something else. Mm. So if you had all that other stuff going on, then that
it's
makes
weird
sense.
Times.
I mean, I had another go at uni in halls, but again, nothing ever very seriously. And actually, your milkshake thing has reminded me, like, I think what stopped me, it kind of made me have a little word. I think it was like 19, and I sort of went, mate, was when I puked up some ice cream, and as I was puking, it was still cold.
Oh,
it was
God.
The most disgusting thing. It was the most disgusting feeling, and I was like, have a word. Have a look in the mirror. What are you doing? And I still sometimes, that mode that I'd go into would be like, just of the eating before the sicking.
Yeah.
Then, in later life, just doing that bit without the puking, mate.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what I've got to keep an eye on now when I'm sort of working out. But I think, again, like, it's an emotional thing. It's not it's nothing to do with hunger.
Yeah, I think I do that. I think I do a lot of mindless eating, so if I sort of clock on to it.
I mean, I think it's a given that we don't have the pressure on us as women in comedy who, you know, you do lots of presenting stuff as well, but you are on telly a lot.
Good report.
And other things. But not compared to modelling, I think that's a given. But do you think as a woman on telly generally there's pressure to look a certain way or stay under a certain weight, to be more frank?
I'm sure there is for, like, you know, the likes of Holly Willoughby and that.
Yeah.
I think less so for comics, but I do feel a pressure to look nice on telly.
Yeah.
For sure. And I do think about what I'm going to wear.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Do you find that fun, though? Because I always assumed that you did because it look, you make it look very fun on socials. But when you said earlier, I don't like shopping for clothes, I was like, oh, me neither. Because I think that side of your career going better is one of the bits I just think, oh,
yeah. But I, yeah, I mean, I love clothes.
I like the idea of having to stay a fit version of me.
Right.
To having to be tiny makes me think, what, can't do it. Yeah. Not capable. Not in my
mind. I don't feel the pressure to be tiny. I feel like I don't like it when I know that I've put on weight because I've just been a greedy pig. Like when I've been away for Christmas or whatever, I've been to Sydney for a month and I come back and I'm like, jeans hurt. I don't think they're meant to hurt. And it's that kind of, I feel like unhappy in myself. I'm you know, you've overindulged, so just chill out for a bit. But I don't feel like the pressure to lose weight. Sometimes I'll see myself on telly and I don't think I've ever thought I look fat.
Good.
I mean, I don't like outfits.
Because you will have never have done
that. No, because I think, like, I'm not super skinny, but I'm not fat. So I'm like, it's fine as you are. And I do have to remember, like, you're a comedian, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, move to LA and present.
Get another five husbands.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is you think you're trying to achieve when you want to be.
Yeah. I don't like shopping, but I like clothes. And I want to look nice, but I just hate shopping. So, like, I have stylists for things, which I started doing now, which is nicer. Because it just takes... Because I'm not very good at putting outfits together, personally, I don't think.
Yeah.
Certainly as good as a stylist. And also, it takes the pressure off, because they buy it all, and you just choose from what they've bought. And you just don't have to think about it.
That's amazing. What do you just tell them all your measurements? And they and the sort of stuff,
you are,
and the piece and pictures of you.
If you work with people regularly, they know what you like and what you don't like and what suits you.
Cool.
And then, this lady, I've worked with a lady called Britt. She does Mashercourt, actually.
Yeah.
She does Rachel Paris as well.
Yeah.
And so she'll, like, bring loads of stuff to my house.
Awesome on that.
Yeah. Try things on, and then that's kind of... I mean, you pay for it, but that's... Yeah. It's another... It's
but
service,
also, if it's going to make you feel really confident and happy while you're doing your
something
job, then that's very cool, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So I like that. I do like that. I mean, everyone likes looking nice, don't they, so...
Yeah. They do?
I like that bit.
Delicious. There's an extent to which I can't comment yet because I haven't been on telly enough to know what that pressure feels like. But I know from the bits and bobs I've done, and I don't know if this counts because I've mainly been acting stuff, so I'm not playing myself whatever. But I find it unbearable to watch.
Yeah.
And I got a weird flurry of work just after I'd had Rudy, and I know it was massive for me then, but I'll look at it and be like, oh, the whale. But because at the time I had the most body confidence I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. I had a freakish during pregnancy, and for the first year afterwards I was like, oh, there.
Because you'd give a birth for life.
Yeah, I don't know. I just chuffed with everything my body was doing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, unabashed changing room behaviour and stuff, and then, like, all the reality is the wrong word, as a confident feminist, but, like, all the previous conceptions sort of when they came back, so I thought I'd cured myself of them. It was like a train made of walls, and, like, oh no, I started looking at myself, so I just don't look at myself as much anymore. But I love the idea of employing someone else to be like, that looks wicked.
Dude,
cool.
I totally recommend it.
Yeah.
Totally.
There's got to be a healthy balance, isn't there, in being like a healthy amount of ego and caretaking.
Yeah.
But also, it's not good to be checking yourself out all the time.
No. I do think there's something in not looking in the mirror as much.
Yes.
So much nicer.
Yeah, I've read some funny thing about a study where they were like, people that look in mirrors less are markedly happier.
Yeah, good plan.
If you just... He's just getting on with your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there any one particular meal in your life that you, like, really remember? Like, perhaps from a holiday or an event?
We went to the restaurant that we were going to have our wedding reception in, and we were just going to go for a lunch there, and then we're like, they've got a tasting menu. Fuck it, we're doing the tasting menu. So it was like a random, I don't know, Saturday lunchtime, and we had, like, seven courses, and that was pretty special. I mean, I came out and I couldn't even think about food. I wanted to die, but in a good way.
Yeah, in a nice way.
That was nice.
Isn't that funny, that feeling? That, like, oh, God, I'm so full.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Yeah,
I think I'm wrong, and I quite like that.
Yeah.
Not if I've, like, then got to try and use my mind or body.
You want to do that, like, that's like after you curry on a Sunday night.
Yeah,
that's when you just want to die.
Exactly. Hangover, go-to thing?
Orange squash.
Squash?
I love orange barley water.
Orange barley water. Robinson's orange barley.
I love a barley water. I'm showing the bottle to Jessica. It's a fine wine.
You are, actually. What vintage is it? Yeah, it's a 2018.
Oh, and I know what it'll be. It would be really, it would be a Domino's with so much of the garlic and herb dipping. So, like, I would probably get through 4 to 6 pots.
Is that the ones you put in the corner, the little pots they put in the corner?
Or now you can get a big one.
Do you dip
one.
The crust in there, or do you dip the whole topping?
All of it.
Slather it on.
I'm like your son with it. Just like, all of it. Yeah, that's a good hangover food.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, so a big grotty peak.
Yeah, because normally I'll have like a nice Italian kind of thin crust. But hangover, you want thick, dirty. Yeah. That's what you want.
Oh, I want chili all around the edge. That's a bit wanky pants though, isn't it?
That's not very dominant. I don't like chili.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we've come to an impasse.
Chili and rosemary.
I mean,
olives. They're the evils.
Really? So my tapenade baguette probably made you puke.
Out the window.
No chili. What about Thai food?
I like a nice non chili.
Like a really mild
pad thai.
But no Thai green or red curries for you.
No, well, not unless I make a Thai green, but like a really mild one.
No chilies in there.
No. Sorry.
Oh gosh.
So sorry.
And rosemary.
Yeah.
I mean, I could live without it.
I started dating my husband. I went to his house the first time he was going to cook for me, and I told him, I can't remember how it came up, but I told him I'd hate those three things.
Yeah.
So we bought those three things and was like, right, I'm just going to start with these as a base. And he thought it was so funny. So funny.
As a base.
As a base, it's basic.
Okay.
And I also used to call, my mum used to grow rosemary in the garden, and she'd ask me to go, I think she used to put it in lamb on a Sunday, and I fucking hated that taste. Mm. But she used to go and ask me to cut it, and I got confused, and I would call it Valerie. I've got you some Valerie from the party. So she still calls it Valerie to this day.
I love it. Do you know what? Because of your confession earlier about your thieving as a student.
Yeah.
But we don't know if those people will be listening. I feel like I should confess on here. I don't know if my neighbours, Leanna and Rob, will be listening. But I've been stealing their rosemary direct from their bushel.
Oh, my gosh.
For coming up 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you do it at night? Stealth?
No, I didn't. The bright light of day.
Can they see?
Probably.
That's
I just think, what's the worst thing that can happen? They catch me and I go, oh, I hope you don't mind. I was taking a stick off your rosemary bush.
I'm sure.
But I would feel I'd be red-faced in that moment.
Yeah, you would be.
I'd have to pretend that was
first
very
time.
Strange.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit like when you like having a one-night stand and you say, I would never normally do this. Like everyone
really
says on every one-night stand.
Yeah.
And not everyone having a one-night stand can never normally offend. Not that I've ever said that.
Different life. Face. Different Jess.
Oh, just different life.
Okay.
Not different Jess.
Okay. She's still there.
Have you ever had a really weird craving?
I mean, talk about that. I was on... walking to the tube today, I went into central London earlier, and as I walked up Tottenham Court Road, I thought there was a Thorntons here. There's no Thorntons. It's a Hotel Chocolat. I love treacle toffee from Thorntons, and I had it in my mind I was going to get some. So while I was walking up the street, I went on Amazon, and I've Amazon primed myself for delivery tomorrow, some treacle toffee from Thorntons.
Great. And that's a really specific thing, actually. It's quite like that's a fascinating one. I don't think I've had that as an adult. I genuinely don't think I've had it as an adult, but
delicious.
I can remember the taste.
Yeah.
It's almost inky, isn't
yes,
it?
Like
do you think
molasses-y.
There's black treacle in there or something?
Yes. It's an absolute dream.
Why do I remember it? It's not
it's
like
so delicious.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's coming tomorrow. Can't wait.
Happy day. End question. This is like Desert Island Dinners. Here's your scenario. I don't know what happened, but a really old person is crying.
Oh, no!
And only you can stop it.
Right.
They'll only cheer up, strangely, if you do a triathlon with a giant rucksack on.
Oh, dear.
Ellie, you do it!
Yay!
You're a hero! They're not just smiling, they're laughing! You're allowed to shower or whatever it is you need to feel comfortable again. And then you realise, I mean, you're pretty tired.
Yeah.
And you are. Beyond peckish.
Yes.
Your reward, apart from the lifetime of adulation, is the feast of your dreams.
Oh.
The contents don't have to exist. They don't have to be practical or reasonable. They don't have to be big. They don't have to be tiny. But so basically, whatever you want. I want to know what you're eating, what you're drinking, who with, and where, please.
Well, it wouldn't be a very... If you read this on a menu, you'd think this is an awful order of things to eat, but
let's
I don't care.
Reserve your... I might not to think that.
Well, for starter, I don't even... This has just come straight to my mind. I want French onion soup. Like the most beautifully made French onion soup. With big fat baguette hunks on top and covered in cheese.
And probably, butter on the baguette hunks.
Yes. And I real probably butter. Want some kind of... Mozzarella, deep fried mozzarella sticks as well.
Oh,
want some of that?
What are you dipping them in?
Probably something tomato-y.
Oh,
or maybe some arancini.
Oh,
I love.
No one said them yet.
Or like a croquetta. I love it, like a ham croquetta.
Ham croquetta.
I've had a lot of
things breaded, something fried, yes, and something breaded, fried, please. And breaded.
Absolutely.
And yes. Dunked.
Yes. And then moving on to a main, I would go for. Something, I mean, my favourite flavours are probably like tomato-y, cheesy, maybe
Italian.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. So maybe, or maybe a gnocchi. A gnocchi with that kind of thing. Mm. Or a really good risotto. Oh, you know, fantastic. Like my mum's lasagna. Everyone loves their mum's lasagna.
Yeah.
I think largely it comes from Dolmio, but don't worry. I do love... Yorkshire pudding.
Yes, next to a lasagna.
Yes.
Yes.
Me and my friend Emma at uni used to fantasise about having like a jacuzzi bath in... But it would be like a Yorkshire pudding and you'd be bathing in gravy.
Oh.
We once had dinner at uni and we bought loads of Auntie Bessie's Yorkshire puddings and we had seven each.
Oh, yes.
With sausages and mash.
Oh, yes.
I love university. Yeah. So that, yes.
Were you stoned?
No.
Just normal.
Probably that time for neighbours, probably about 5:30. We were like... Let's kill ourselves with Auntie Bessie's.
Yeah.
Also pie. I like a stodge.
Good pie.
Yes.
Good pie. Meat pie.
Like a steaky.
Steaky one.
Steaky gravy.
Oh. Mushrooms in there?
No.
No. Okay. No.
Don't dip around mushrooms.
Oh, sorry.
Meat and gravy. Bloody vegan gluten woman. and then for pudding, something. You can't really beat like a sticky toffee pudding. It's like absolute tits. Or banoffee. I love banoffee pie.
Oh, do you love banoffee pie?
I love it. Do you not? You're not a fan?
I love the offee and not the ban. I like bananas.
Yeah.
But they have to be an optimum perfectness and then just had on their own.
Yeah.
I don't like banana flavoured things.
Oh, I love banana flavoured. One of my biggest gripes in life is that you can never find banana yogurt.
Yeah, where is it?
You can get it in at Crunch Corners when you have the chocolate-covered cornflakes on the side.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm not into it.
You can't get it anymore.
I'm not into it because that, again, tastes of banana essence.
I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like the fake, isn't it? Yeah.
And the same about coconut. I love coconut, but when it's desiccated and it's like the idea of coconut, like in half of these icings.
It's a lie. It is a lie.
Oh, I think that sounds like a stunning meal. I mean, where have you got an ideal place?
Somewhere beautiful by an ocean.
I was going to say outdoors.
Yeah, outdoors. Oh, I love eating outside so much. I get so much joy out of eating outside.
You feel like you're really living your life, don't you, when you can eat outside?
Totally.
Do you think oxygen, like fresher oxygen, makes food taste nicer? It's supposed to make wine taste better.
It's just... You just feel like, oh, this is living.
Yeah.
Even if I'm sitting in my tiny garden, which is like a little jail cell,
it's
I'm
gorgeous.
Like...
gorgeous.
This is life. How lucky are we?
It's really good. I forgot to ask what you're drinking.
Oh, drinking. Probably. Maybe to start a really crisp and cold Prosecco. I don't like champagne. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I find champagne a bit pooey.
Yes.
I like a Prosecco because it's sweeter.
A bit diesel-y sometimes, champagne.
Yes. Not a big fan. Or a Kiroel or something, and then depending what I'm eating, I do quite like quite a heavy red, like a Malbec,
spicy one.
And then to digestif, I'll maybe have like a amaretto sour or something, which I love
amaretto.
Yeah, and then I'd die of some kind of carb overload and be really happy.
Oh, it's the happiest day. Le grand mort. Amazing. Anyone joining you for it?
Probably my husband, I suppose.
Yeah.
He's probably cheered me on if I've done a triathlon, hasn't he?
If you've done the triathlon, he'd have cheered you on. And because you were busy doing the triathlon, you weren't able to ask him what you're going to have to eat later, so you wouldn't have had an argument
there. Wouldn't have had an argument.
You'd be on good terms with one another.
Yes, we could have a meal together.
Actually, quite nice company for din-dins.
Yeah.
I'm in my tum.
A massive thank you to Ellie. She's so funny and lovely. I imagine you're already following her work because she's a megastar, but if not, you should be. She is an excellent stand-up and a force on everything she appears on. I love her. She's on Twitter and Insta as at Ellie Jane Taylor. I'm on those things as at Jessica Fostercue, and I'd love it if you rated and reviewed the episodes of Hoovering that you've liked, please. The podcast has social media of its own and is everywhere as at The Hoovering Pod. Join us. If you've got something longer than a tweet to say, or perhaps a secret, you can email me. Do that through my website, jessicafostercue.com. That always makes my day, you know. Thanks, those of you who are getting in touch. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next time, happy hoovering.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.